There's currently families at the station right now.
Yes.
Can you describe what's going on?
I know police are doing interviews with some of the families and some of the children that are still here.
And how many families would you say and children are there?
I'm not quite sure because they're in a different part of the building than I am right now. But I know most of them have been picked up, so there's very few left.
Is it like, would you say 20 families or just like a round estimate?
Yeah, probably maybe around 25, I'd estimate.
Or what's going on?
Yeah, I know they're doing interviews of some things, some of the children who saw something happen, and I know that's going on. I know there's grief counselors here also.
Okay, and when do they start arriving?
The children?
And the families.
And it was probably, the children started arriving here probably after 15 minutes of the incident, because once they determine it safe enough for them to move from the school to the firehouse, which is their evacuation plan. They came down here, and after that, families were notified, and they started to rush down here.
Can you describe, did you see any of the children or the families at all?
I've just been walking through the firehouse, but I haven't actually talked to anybody or sat down with anybody.
See their faces at all?
There was very emotional.
Is that a little bit more for me?
I know there was some parents who were crying, just knowing they weren't sure if it was their children or what had happened. And I saw, of course, ones that were crying with joy when they were reunited with their children.
And can you talk about the impact that this has on Newtown? Because it's not necessarily like a huge city. What does this mean for your city and going forward?
Yeah, it's a small town. Everybody says you never think it can happen here, but with the counseling, I think we'll recover. It's just unbelievable that it happened.
Do you know any information on what took place this morning?
Probably what you already have. There was a gunman that went in. I know there was 27 that were killed, and 18 of them were children.
Also, why did they choose to have the families go to the firehouse? Is there a particular reason?
The school's evacuation plan, the school needs to be evacuated. They come to the firehouse for that particular school. So it's already in their emergency plan.
And how far are you from the school?
It's about 1,000, 1,500 feet down the road.
How many police officers and firefighters reported to the scene from your station?
There's probably around 40 to 50 firefighters, at least a numerous amount. I can't even guess. There's probably 50 or 60 more police officers here.
You done collecting the families in for the rest of the day, or are more families coming in? Do you know?
I believe the majority of them have arrived. There may be one or two that I may like work in New York that are still coming in, but I'm pretty sure everybody was contacted and they are picked up or already had left.
Around what time did the families or the parents come to the fire station? I know you said the kids came about 15 minutes after.
I know the parents started arriving probably a half hour into the incident.